Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Bert Show.
If you were listening yesterday, Wendy, you were out, so you missed this, totally missed this, but we talked to a guy named Richard, and Richard was in a bit of a pickle. Because he was going
not,
on.
Not Rich's words, but Jeff's words.
Oh.
Yeah. Richard was.
I'm stuttering.
had big plans to go on a vacation with a girl. So he bought the vacation, and it was a five night cruise down to the Caribbean where you would actually be at sea at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's a huge party on a cruise ship.
Yes.
Seems like a great plan to everyone except for. The girl, she didn't want to go.
Why?
So that's the mystery we're trying to solve. But it's irrelevant.
Okay.
Because we're moving forward.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
forward right. Progress.
So
forward
Richard, progress. Tell us where this came from. You just having the because it would go to waste, right? Like they don't give you your money back.
Well, the point is, I wanted to go on a cruise.
And okay.
I could have refunded for half, but what's the fun of that?
So, right. So Richard had the trip.
Okay.
And was it your idea or did your friends put you up to getting in touch with
Once
the
again,
Show?
I got to thank Pam for that idea of calling the Bert Show and going through this.
She was here with you yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Good job, Pam.
So Richard came on and told that story in a little more detail and kind of explained who he was and what he was looking for. And if he found a compatible woman, they would go on the trip together.
Oh, so you're trying to find a girl to bring.
Mm. Yeah. Because we were talking yesterday about how... Yeah.
Have you been in those cruise cabins?
Yes, hey,
well, I was going to say you could bring like a dude and y'all could be two single dudes looking for a girl to make out with on New Year's Eve and it would work out. Then you would have the other 2 days to hook up.
It's going
to
be like college where their dorm room where they bring them into the...
Yeah.
Put a sock on the door.
Dude, like, yeah, if I have a sock on the handle, that means don't come in.
Don't come in.
I don't know how many single girls, though, would be on a cruise. I think it's a couple's deal, right?
Like, is it a couple's cruise?
No, but I mean, I think...
No, but...
Yeah,
I went on vacation once with Vince West, a friend of mine, and I would just prefer to go with a girlfriend.
I totally understand that. And plus, I just think going with on New Year's Eve, like going with another guy, like I think the majority of those cruisers will probably be coupled off already.
Okay.
Mostly because it's New Year's, so it's kind of a New Year's couple thing.
Right.
Okay.
So he put the alert out yesterday. He described what kind of girl he would be looking for. He told us a little bit about himself. And we set up an email for him and we set up a voicemail for him. And people were commenting on the blog that was on, the picture that was on our website. So how was were you pleasantly surprised or amazingly disappointed in the response?
I was pretty surprised. Bert was making it sound like, it's a small net. There's only a couple people out there that could fit this criteria of having a week off, having a passport and be crazy enough to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, once the contact info went on the website, email and phone calls just started flooding in. So I spent most of the day yesterday reading through emails and tried to narrow it down to, a dozen or so. Began emailing back and forth with a few and then narrowed it down to two.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Two. All right.
So
that's fast.
Did you, the majority of the correspondence was via email?
Yes.
Okay. And then you picked up the phone and called these people like, hey, what's up? It's Richard.
Actually, I just set up two dates for last night.
Okay.
Met him for the first time.
In person. Perfect. Well, wow. And Wendy says fast because, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, Christmas. The ship leaves on Monday, and the girl's going to have to find her way down to Tampa, right? That's where they're leaving.
Right.
So, everything's having to go pretty fast.
That's just impressive for a dude to narrow it down that fast. We had Trey on, and Trey couldn't even do it in a month.
In 2 months, so.
So
are you available to get married on January 17th? Gotcha. So you narrowed it down to the two, and the two people that you brought, you had the separate dates with, were they both well represented based on the emails and the conversations you had early?
Yes, they were. They were
okay.
Very, very good.
All right. And from those two, have you decided on one that you would like to invite?
I have.
All
okay.
right. Do we have some sort of drum roll or something, Sean, or other weird noise that you can make? That'll work. Richard, you have chosen
Christy Sanders.
Christy Sanders. And coincidentally, she happens to be on hold on line 5.
Nice.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I really didn't know you were going to say my last name there. That's a nice surprise.
Oh, by Sanders, we meant farmer. Just so you know, it's
nice,
all code
nice.
Words on the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
Now, you're not married or anything, are you?
At this point, no.
Okay. Well, who
congratulations.
Knows?
Are you looking forward to this trip?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A little nervous, a little apprehensive, but yeah, definitely.
Well, now tell us about Richard, because you obviously, first of all, what compelled you to send in the email yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Two of my coworkers are big Burt Show fans.
Okay.
I actually didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, but I came into work yesterday morning and they were talking about this. And we were looking on the website and just like tossing around like funny lines to post. And actually, one of my bosses posted the line for me. So, yeah.
Well, then there should be no problem you getting off work since your boss is in there helping.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that was what I asked yesterday afternoon when I had gotten an email back. I was like, well, if I'm actually chosen, can I have next week off? And they said they would work something out. So we'll see.
So this started out as like a joke, like, hey, let's make fun of the Richard guy on the radio. But now it's progressed into, I mean, you're clearly in love. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll be married on New Year's Eve or not, actually. But
so you got the email back and from him and obviously decided to meet him last night. So that was your opinion obviously changed from kind of jokey to, wow, this is kind of cool at some point.
Yeah, I had really low expectations. Like I was expecting to go and meet him for a drink and, you know, not really like him or think, oh my gosh, he's so annoying. I could never, you know, go on a cruise. But he was actually, you know, funny and we had a lot to talk about. And yeah, so why not?
Awesome. So you are prepared to leave then next Monday, less than a week away, and go hang out in the Caribbean for New Year's?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Now, we had thanked Pam and Rich's friend Pam for putting him up to this. Was there somebody that put you up to this, Christy?
My coworkers, they know who they are.
They know who they are. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're listening.
Because I have their names here, so I just didn't know. You may give him a shout out. You don't.
Yeah, no.
Don't
not.
Do that, because you know that Pam and your coworkers who shall not be named will be the ones that if something happens to work out on
oh,
this
yeah,
cruise,
they'll take credit for
they'll
that.
They'll take
forever.
Total credit for this.
Right, but you know, if I'm murdered at sea,
oh no, that is the last show before Christmas. We're not going to talk about bad things.
Richard, can you give us your word that you will not smother Christy?
I swear.
Okay, so that's cool. Hey, so Christy, congratulations.
Okay.
That's
yes.
cool.
Yes. Oh, we got to have pictures of the cruise, so you okay. promised us pictures.
And Richard, congratulations.
Thank you.
This
yes.
could be, now I'm going to channel Bert because he's not
oh,
here.
No.
This could be, if you end up murdered, it's fate. But if you're not going
no,
to, it's going to be a good thing and you guys are going to go have a great time. So that makes it everyone all together now.
All right.
Destiny.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nicely done. Hey, Christy and Richard, I assume you got to have each other's information, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'll let you go now, Christy.
All right, thanks.
Congratulations. And we're going to talk to you afterwards and find out how it went. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Don't die.
Thanks.
Oh. Now, Sean, sorry. That's so, he's standing right here, everybody.
He
right
can
here.
Hear you.
He can hear you. He's right here.
Well, Richard, we're glad to help. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
All right,
no
good.
Worries. And please do send us pictures.
Yes.
And we'll probably follow up with you on the day you get back from the cruise, and we'll you're back on what day?
Third.
On the third.
So we're back on the air on the 5th, so we'll talk to you at this time on the 5th and find out how it went.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have fun.
Cool.
Happy New Year.
Unless you're busy hiding a body or something crazy.
Oh,
like
my God,
that.
Stop!
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's ScoreCard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.